day, a big rig, just like I said, see? You were thinking of it, weren't you, Jimbo, like I told you to.
Oh, I don't know, Ace. I might have been...
Sure you were. Mind over matter. That's the ticket. It's all in the concentration. Well, what are you waiting for? Go in the kitchen, put the soup on, heat up the grill. We got ourselves a live one.
A study in the art of concentration. They say a picture is worth a great many words, especially a mental picture. Perhaps that's what just happened. Or perhaps it was a coincidence. One way or the other, our cast of characters will soon find out. Meet Mr. Ace Larson, owner of the Happy Days Diner on Route 15 on the way to Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a sawed-off runt of a man with equal measures of pugnacity and charm. His waitress, Kitty Cavanaugh, almost beautiful but not quite, who's patient and loyal to a fault. And Jimbo Cobb, fry cook and right-hand man in the quest for the American dream. Whether that quest will become a reality depends on a bit more than luck, because this particular highway leads directly through the Twilight Zone.
And now, the Twilight Zone and our story, The Prime Mover, starring David Eigenberg, with Stacy Keach as your narrator.
That's better.
Enjoy your meal?
Yeah, it's great.
Here's the check.
Feel pretty good, huh?
Well, I do now.
So do I. Kitty, give me a quarter.
Oh, Ace.
Come on.
Are you going to play that one-armed bandit?
Oh, yeah. She's ready to pay off. I can feel it.
That'll be the day.
One lemon and two prunes.
See, now what'd I tell you? You got to watch yourself with those things. You take it too serious, you'll blow a gasket.
Very funny.
Here's for the food. You keep the change.
What? Thank you.
Wait a second.
Yeah?
Flip you double or nothing for the meal.
You sure like getting kicked around, don't you?
Never mind what I like. Double or nothing. What do you say?
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Quiet, Kitty. Is it a deal?
Okay.
All right. Got a quarter?
Yeah, I think so.
Look, Ace, do you always have to...
Listen to her, Ace. Don't you think we
come
ought
on,
to...
Come on, a guy can't keep losing forever. Here we go. Call it.
Heads. Heads it is. Thanks, buddy.
I don't believe it.
No sale. You come back now.
I sure will. Seeing as how that's my lucky quarter, I guess I better hold on to it.
Go ahead.
And while I'm at it, might as well give Lady Luck a whirl. Jackpot! Just like that. Oh, hand me a paper bag, will you, sweetie? I'll take him to go.
Sure.
I don't believe it.
What's the matter?
Would you mind hurrying up?
Sure. Oh, hey, I got a tip for you.
Yeah? You gonna give me a cut? How much you figure?
No, lay off the gambling. Nothing good ever came of it. You have a nice day now.
Easy, Ace. It ain't fair, Jimbo. It just ain't fair.
Oh, don't take it so hard.
That's easy for you to say.
Maybe your luck will change.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get electrocuted or something.
Night, boys.
Where are you going?
Home and to bed. Any objections?
Nah, honey. I wouldn't blame you if you quit.
I can't. You owe me 3 months' salary. So long, you big-time operators.
Be careful going home now.
Will do.
Gee, what a nice girl, huh?
Yeah. Too nice.
Ace, how come you and Kitty don't get married?
On what?